Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, where we gain a higher realm perspective on our worldly events. Our podcast is brought to you by the higher realm supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and by Bridges Spiritual Centers, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to the higher realms is Philip Elton Collins. Both are co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi. During each of our short programs, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day or matters of interest to humanity. With Philip Collins serving as channel, we will connect with the higher realms to gain their perspectives on the issues. Hello, Philip.
Hello, everyone. I'm Philip Elton Collins. Today I shall be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain in a program called Current Events Broadcasting. Allow me one moment to go into trance. Greetings, beloved students and friends. I come to you, we come to you from the band of consciousness of the Ascended Mastership, which is your divine destination. We in the Ascended Mastership realms are leading a pathway to your divine destiny. You're in the process of mastering the relationship with self, self being a reflection of all that there is. You're in the process of connecting the micro with the macro with the micro, the higher realms within the dense realm you have chosen to incarnate into as a human being. Every imbalance that you're experiencing, every inequality, every lack of harmony that you're experiencing at this time is a result of not fully integrating the macro with the micro. Remembering when this took place, it allowed the creation of your past six golden ages and are in the process of facilitating your final golden age, your seventh golden age at this time. So as we review what is going on within the 3D world in perspective of the 5D world, it is this foundation of macro and micro we want to constantly allow to be at play. So let us begin with your questions, your concerns, and the events of the present moment now.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
I'm happy that you began your introduction with the discussion of the micro and the macro, because I think it relates to the first question I wanted to discuss with you, and that's a topic we've discussed, talked about before. We talked about this the first time, I think, about a year and a half ago in the summer of 2017. This is March of 2019. We had talked about in the past about the passionate support that many tyrants and dictators have received from their followers in the past, Hitler, Mussolini, and many others. And you attributed it at the time to a slave gene, and I'm going to be asking you to explain it to our audience, but I wanted to relate it to what just happened again this weekend with Donald Trump. We've talked about the idolatry that so many of Trump's followers seem to show towards him, and we saw it again this past weekend when he addressed a conservative group, and he talked for 2.5 hours, and he was mocking and ridiculing his opponents, and it was like throwing red meat to his followers. And shockingly, there was some reference to the fact that it was the anniversary of Senator McCain's death, and a large percentage of the group stood up and applauded as though they were in mockery Senator McCain, who, of course, was a war hero. And this morning, and in the past week, I've heard the bewilderment sometimes expressed by analysts who don't quite understand what this idolatry is really all about. And it occurred to me that what they're missing is some understanding of what you have discussed in the past about the slave gene. So I thought maybe we would talk about that today.
Yes, it's a couple of things in combination with what could generally be called a slave gene. Whenever humanity first came to the planet, there were many advanced civilizations from other worlds, if you will, who were in the process of manipulating the genetic configuration of humanity in order to serve their needs. They came to this particular planet to mine certain resources to repair events that had taken place on their home planets and their home solar systems and sometimes even their home galaxies. So as a result of that, there were passive genes manipulated which allowed these higher advanced civilizations to control and to enslave what at the time were considered human beings. What they could not control was the spiritual gene, and that is the gene now that is being activated and healed and repairing, in your vernacular, this ability to be controlled by others. Because, in effect, to control what you did not create long-term is not possible. What individuals see in a leader such as the one called Trump are the wounds similar to what exists within themselves, the imperfection that exists, and they say, oh, he is like me. Let me join and support him. And he is different from what has come before within the governmental and the political arenas. But all of this must be kept in perspective, that it is a clearing and cleansing of the unhealed aspects of humanity, or the citizens of the United States in this particular case, in order to ensure and preserve a democracy to be the light of the world. Does that help you?
Yes. What is puzzling to me, you know, this has not been a good several weeks for Trump, theoretically. For example, his personal attorney was in front of a congressional group that were investigating all kinds of transgressions by the Trump administration. And some pretty disgusting and dangerous and negative things got discussed in quite a bit of detail. And yet a poll today that came out showed that Trump's approval rate has gone to about the highest it's been, to about 46%. That's bewildering to me, in the, even in the face of what you just described.
But it is supporting this unhealed aspect of humanity for people who are relating this in what they see as their leader. But understand, what is taking place is only the tip of the iceberg. That these investigations will move in combination with the federal and the state governments to reveal more and more. And it will not necessarily be the will of those individuals who support him or do not support him. It will be the enforcement of law. Do you understand?
Right. So the fact that we are a nation of laws, and as more and more information is revealed showing the crimes that he committed, you're saying that that support will begin to evaporate or be reduced at least.
It will all no longer matter to the degree that it appears to matter at this time.
Right.
You understand.
So as we see these mass expressions of hate, because that's what a lot of what we saw this weekend really was, every time Trump threw out some sort of a mockery or determination of having to do with our political system or our legal system or our security systems, people just seem to not respect the traditions of our own democracy.
A hatred of whom?
Well,
what is the foundation of that hatred?
Well, you said that they don't love themselves, but it seems to me it was appealing to their bigotry and their rejection and hatred of things that are different from themselves.
The foundation, as you know, of all reality in this frequency that you reside within is mirrored through the relationship with self, self being a reflection right. of all that there is. So it is a hatred of self that is the comfort zone that they are resonating with, and this particular leader is feeding upon. It is not unlike the tools of past tyrants and dictators prior to this individual.
You have pointed out that the solution to this is going to be the rise of the feminine in balance with the masculine, and also the youth whose DNA has been managed in a way to stand up for equal rights and equality and all the things that America represents.
And keenly building a parallel path that does not intersect with confronting what you wish to change, which will fuel it, which is what is being hoped for, is that the resistance will power the persistence of it. So rather than resist it, see a parallel line going along it and transcending it with a higher frequency of love.
Well, of course, what we're seeing on the Democratic side is resistance to the Trump administration, although they're also proposing alternatives to the policies of the Trump administration. So much of the opposition, though, seems to be flailing around, not sure how to be able to stand up to Trump in a way that begins to diminish his influence.
Yes, it will require a certain amount of wisdom to know how to deal with this type of tyrannical energy, to understand that building the parallel path and not intersecting and resisting it is not in order. You can build a boundary through your new needs of equality, harmony, and balance without intersecting with the old. Do you understand?
Some of the alternative proposals that the Democratic candidates have been proposing has been branded as socialism by the Republicans and the conservatives.
They may call it what they wish or what they intend, but the ploy behind calling it one thing, which it may not be, is to fuel the opposition against it. What you're really talking about, in many cases, is going back to the intention of the Founding Father papers and the creation of the United States of America and its purpose as a nation within this world.
Well, I can certainly see that, but I also understand the consternation of the political commentators who I have been observing on television and elsewhere, who are really perplexed and don't really have a clear idea where our country is going.
A lot of sound and fury signifying nothing at the moment, as someone once wrote.
Well, if it's signifying nothing, what is the true path forward?
The truth path forward lies within you, or those who understand what is actually taking place, that this is a healing, this is a clearing and cleansing of all of the aspects that are attempting to impede a democratic process, which has actually resided within the country all along. And it is the communication and transportation that exists within your world now that makes it more prevalent. And since there are more of you in the nation at this time, more being involved. But actually, the foundation of these actions, reactions, and responses have existed throughout the history of the United States. It is a massive healing and clearing and beginning to understand what is needed to create a world of equality, harmony, and balance like never before. It is an exciting time within a challenging time. Can you see?
Well, it's good to have you keep reminding us that this is an exciting time within a challenging time, because a lot of people see it as a very scary time.
Beloved students and friends, let me remind you, this planet and all other planets will ascend into a higher light body frequency of existence with or without the life forms upon and within it. This includes, for this particular planet, humanity. Earth will ascend into a light body, in your vernacular, become a star, with or without the participation of humanity. So, knowing this, accepting this, conscious human beings can make a decision whether they choose through their free choice and will to be a part of that ascension process or not. So the question to ask yourselves, beloved students, is what do I choose through my free will?
And so you have gifted us with democracy where we can really execute the answer to that question.
Not me alone. Many energies came together. I was involved in stimulating and inspiring those who created the papers, who became the foundation of this nation, a reflection of all of the abuse, the tyrannical and dictatorial abuse and kingship that had taken place in the past, which were no longer needed to advance the human species.
So we have a political process now where we have the right to choose, and now the challenge is, what do we choose?
Exactly.
Okay, let's end this conversation with that question for all of our listeners to ponder.
And remember, Mother Earth will ascend with or without you. What does your resonance and discernment choose? Do you want to come along or not?
Do we want to come along or not? And we'll leave them with that question. Thank you, Saint Germain, for joining us today.
You're welcome.